You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We got to get an open. We need to have some type of a Jort Report open. It's the Jort Report. It's the Jort Report.
We're in the process of we're in the process of putting one together.
Who is wrapping the Jort Report open?
You? Jort Report.
It's not necessarily a. It's not a rap. Let me put it that way.
Country.
You wish that you could be like all the cool kids.
It will be. See, that's exactly what it is. We're playing this bed today for the Jort Report.
So today's Jort Report is all about honoring a great American man. And that great American man is named Richard Stuffington.
That's a great name.
Richard Stuffington.
Sounds like a kid's teddy bear name.
And his band of merry men.
Love these guys. I want to tailgate.
Want to hang out with these guys too. Have created, this will be their third year of Browns Jorts Sundays. They've got Browns jorts on. They got jorts, Browns shirts or jerseys on. Richard Stuffington himself also wears a fanny pack, which he makes look very fashionable. And they go to the Browns games. They reenact plays from the Browns games. If you want to see some of these pictures, because they are literally classics. I mean, these guys have won. There's a picture in the back of an F-150 that it's an iconic American photo. And Richard Stuffington and his pals have brought something to the Jort Report that we didn't see. We have flag bearers for the Jort. Kevin Beard created the Jort Report. Richard Stuffington and company have taken it to...
He lives it.
To the next level. He lives it. He is the Jort Report. He is the man of the Jort Report. So let's bring him in now on the Ohio Business Machine Hotline. Richard, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Nathan?
I'm doing very, very well. The pictures you sent have brought me personally a lot of joy, and I know it's brought a lot of joy to a lot of people getting to see those. How did you guys come up with the idea of Browns Jort Sunday?
Well, it all started at we're at a local watering hole, and me and a buddy were just talking about the Browns. It was about 2 weeks in 2013, and we're just talking. I want to clarify, we haven't been to a game yet as a group.
Oh,
it's a hangout week we had at a friend's house, and it's just for that week. We decided that we kind of joked about wearing jorts and cutting off some old jeans, and sure enough, he said, "Yeah, let's do that." So we were the first two to do it, and went over to his house and had a group of people. Then saw the first photo shoot of the audible calling, where you saw me kind of under center taking a snap.
It's phenomenal. What has the reception been like to Browns Jorts Sundays? And I mean, some people like to accentuate with a fanny pack, as you do. I see pink socks. I see hats. What's the reception been in the neighborhood when you guys are out there in your gear?
Well, as it grew, obviously the first one was just the two of us. As it grew, we did more of them, and more of our friends started to wear them, and everybody started to cut them off. And everybody threw in their own kind of personal thing to it. Mine obviously was a fanny pack, other buddies, different size and whatnot. But initially, as we started this, coincidentally, in 2013, the Browns went on that winning streak of three games. And then from there, we would post the pictures to Facebook, and the popularity on Facebook just continued to grow as people thought it was the power of the jorts that kept winning the Browns the game. And obviously, the rest of the year finished out, and they only won one more.
Oh, but it very much might be good luck. So my question for you is, now that we have created the phenomenon, which is the Jort Report. With the help of the Kevin Beard. And of course, we're in the midst of that culture change that we continually talk about here inside the Cleveland Browns building. I think it's only suitable that you and your friends select a game to attend early in the season rather than late in both your jorts and your jersey.
So that, without a doubt, the group of friends, we would be up for it for sure. We'd have to figure out a time that works out for everybody.
I mean,
get it all figured out.
I mean, it's got to happen. It's got to happen. So well, your friends obviously have gotten into it. Now, we all know that when guys like to get together and do silly things like this, and I won't call this silly, this is a great thing, like Browns Jorts Sundays, women sometimes have interesting reactions to it. What have been the reactions of any of your significant others to what's going on here?
Just a lot of disappointed looks and shaking of the head, to be honest. There's not a woman in the group that approves of the jorts, but I think all of us individually and separately, as they joined us, they knew what they were getting themselves into, and especially when we're all together. So,
Now, you obviously would register here as someone who would prefer jorts over a jersey without a T-shirt under it, a basketball jersey. Have you ever worn a basketball jersey without a shirt under it?
Oh, I want to say when I was younger, for sure. But I have heard that debate, and I've gone back and forth. I would definitely go jorts over the basketball jersey with no shirt under it.
Very much agreed.
Yeah, you are certainly checked into that one. Well, I know this, you know, obviously we have to beat all the games, but there's certainly, I think, to me, seems to be, if you guys, we can get you guys to a game at a Browns Jordan Sunday, that we have to find our way to tailgate with these guys. Maybe we'd even wear a special jorts just for the occasion.
No, for sure.
I'm in.
What, so you guys, you get together, you watch the games, you guys have a lot of fun with this, obviously. Who was the other founding member of this, of the George Browns Jordan Sunday?
Oh, you know, he doesn't have a nickname, but he's my buddy Evan. We just kind of went back and forth and decided we would do the jorts, and then obviously it kind of turned into what it did.
And I want to thank you again for sending all the pictures, because you won the jort report this weekend. We've got to get – maybe we got to get a T-shirt. We got to do something for, like, whoever wins the jort report each week. And yeah. I mean, right now it's kind of like – you know what the truth is? It's kind of like, you know, on ESPN where they have the play of the day.
Yes.
And then that one stays until somebody knocks it off. I challenge anybody listening to try to compete with the pictures from Richard Stuffington Esquire on Browns Jorts Sundays. I challenge anybody out there. Tweet them to me at Nathan Zagura, at Browns _daily, at Matt Wilhelm 35. Use the hashtag Jort Report. I think right now, if I'm going to Vegas, they're not losing. I mean, the one with all of you guys there, the one in the truck, I mean, that could be like at the Smithsonian as a piece of Americana.
Yeah, we did joke about it after that was taken and looking at it. We're like, that looks like a truck commercial. It does.
Well, Richard, we certainly appreciate the time, and I appreciate those photos and appreciate your dedication to the Jort life. And you are the hero, the star, the face of the Jort Report. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's an honor.
The honor is all ours. Rich Stuffington, everybody. Do you want to get in here, Gibbs?
Yeah, so this week's Jort Report comes to his compliments of the Detroit Free Press. A story that came out yesterday, I believe. Yes. And the price of jorts. They went around and they priced jorts. Jorts are the latest example of trickle-up fashion, where trends, trucker hats, Carhartt clothing, grunge, and punk are examples, move up from the streets to the mainstream and beyond.
That's right.
There we go. Just this week, the Neiman Marcus website was selling a pair of D-squared 2 jean shorts for men for $381.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Marked down from $545.
More than double the cost of an authentic basketball
that
jersey.
Means you should be punched in the face.
$381. Hold on, it gets better.
On the next Jort Report, get us somebody who's bought those, Gibbs.
I'll work on that. Prices much more modest at Macy's, where the jean shorts going for women are $79. $79 for jean shorts for women.
Wow,
dude, I'm telling you right now, my jorts cost north of $100.
You're out of your mind.
Hey, I'm just telling you. My wife bought them for me.
Izod,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Izod Comfort Fit Stretch Jean Shorts for big and tall men. Could be me. $55.
The stretch?
Stretch. $55. Meanwhile, on the shelves of Walmart, where jorts are found in abundance, I believe that's where I bought my pair, have been for years, a pair of Wrangler jean shorts for men runs $14. What does this mean for jorts? Do the designer names and high prices associated with them make them a legitimate fashion trend, or are they still tacky? I'm gonna get Georgia Kovanis on the phone next week. I think she.
You know who you need to have on.
Who?
And I don't know how landish this is to ask for, but Betsy P to come in on jorts and jersey with no shirt.
No, I can tell you where that would go. It would be frowned upon.
Brian Miller asks us, so what is the thought of women in jorts? My wife wears them a lot. Fine. I have no problem with women in jorts.
No, not at all.
I don't even think that's not even up for debate. It can be a very good look. Daisy Dukes wear jorts.
Well, Daisy Dukes are essentially jorts. But also, too, is for a mother, you know, who maybe has graduated in life beyond Daisy Dukes, wearing a little bit longer jean, you know, pushing a stroller, you know, going to the park, is totally acceptable.
I just retweeted on the Browns Daily Twitter handle, the Detroit City FC. It's a soccer team. Jean shorts always look good when they're in a jean short cannon. You know how they fire T-shirts?
Yeah.
They fire jean shorts.
Because they can't give them away. They're firing jorts at people.
That's awesome. There should be scrums for those.
I feel like you could get hurt by a jort.
Yeah, there's like metal.
Catch a rivet on the head?
Yeah, catch a rivet in the eye.
Just retweeted that. I'm just saying. I thought it was a pretty good jort report. Jort report can only go Memorial Day to Labor Day. I feel like it's got to be a summer-only thing. Because then you get into football in the fall.
Well, you know what we'll have to do?
Nobody's wearing jorts.
You know what we need to do is we need to
come up. Oh, they're tailgating in jorts.
I think over the course of the weekend, I was a friend of mine who I can't think of at this point, so many people I ran into, said we need to come up with a hybrid word for jersey and like in jorts, like a hybrid word that we can sit. So that therefore, when we reference the jort report or jorts, we also, too, have to throw in the debate of jersey with no shirt.
Jort report just flows off the tongue.
It does. No, it definitely does. And I think it has to have a long-standing face on this show.
Would we call it like the Jersey Jort Report? Like Jersey Shore?
Doesn't flow, but it's something
all right,
for
something
thought.
To think about.
And also, too, for all our listener created the Jort Report. So
yeah,
think about it.
Think about it, listeners.
Let's evolve.
Let's evolve. Let's keep it going. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Full. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this.